is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jack wagon. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade 5 Podcast presented by Suavecito Tequila. I think I had some, just admittedly say it, I had tequila for breakfast because I got to stay warm, Lundy. It is right now the same air mass that impacted your neck of the woods there, the Mile High City yesterday, is entrenched, has encased central Illinois in ice. Air temperatures at tape time were -7, and the wind chill value is around -40. And we're going to see far-reaching impacts into tomorrow, pretty close to the neck of the woods, up in the Bears game, and of course in Cleveland and New Orleans as well. So maybe that's going to play a factor in your NFL Week 16 pick to click. So let's go ahead and get after it here on this Christmas Eve. I know the weather is frightful, even for a Wampa. They could step outside on the planet of Hoth and be like, yo, screw this. I'm going back in my cave. I can't handle all this nonsense. I'm a carnivore. I am hungry, and I will not eat the flesh of a human being as a result. So what do you think is going to happen here? NFL Week 16, whether a warm weather climate, whether an ice box in much of the country, what is your pick to click?
Oh, let me think about this one for a second, because the weather is affecting everybody. I understand. It's getting everybody's cranky, Brad.
Except in Miami and LA and all those nice.
Yeah, but they're still cranky because let's face it, it's the holidays and everybody gets cranky.
Yeah,
like we try not to be, but I did the big grocery store shopping trip yesterday, Brad. In part because my wife and I decided that it was so freaking cold here that we were like, let's go to the store now, because all of these people are hunkered down at home. We're gonna go. No, I was wrong. Those sons of bitches were still at the grocery store. it was nuts, but we got everything we needed. But I ventured out and I thought, you know, maybe I'm gonna bring a smile to somebody's face. I just decided I wanted to be in a good mood. No, it took me like 3 seconds. There was some dipshit in the parking lot that was like driving the wrong way down the aisle. You know full well, anybody that lives in a snowy climate understands that in the wintertime, the parking lines do not matter. People just park wherever. They're like, well, it's the snow. I couldn't see the lines. Oh, come on, you idiot. Just park somewhat near the guy. And sit. Anyway, I digress. If I keep going, I'm going to turn into Lewis Black. Brad, my pick to click for tomorrow is actually because I'm going to get seduced by the juice on a particular game. I am going to lay the 3.5 with Tennessee at plus 100. That is what it is right now at BetMGM. Houston has been awful on the road. They are only 1-6. I know that the Titans have lost 4 in a row, but Houston is just god-awful on the road.
Not of late.
I'm telling you, I think Houston is going to lay a fat egg in Nashville. I think Nashville is going to run all over them. And with that in mind, I will lay the 3.5. I think Tennessee wins this one by between 6 and 8 points. And if I'm going to get plus 100 odds on the -3.5, I will take it.
Yeah, look, I'm going to play the Jim Cantore card for my NFL Week 16 pick to click. I'm going to take the under on the historically low total in that Browns and Saints game, which is sitting right now at 32 at BetMGM. Hell, I might play this down to like 24.5, to be honest with you. So I looked at the revised weather forecast for tomorrow along Lake Erie, that part of the country, and the meteorologist painted very bleak picture. The high temperature going to be around 11 degrees. So a kickoff of, you know, it's going to be hovering right around 10. But the winds are going to play a major factor in this one. Sustained or consistent winds of 25 to 28 miles per hour blowing off the lake, along with gusts upwards of 50. That's not an exaggeration. Upwards of 50 miles per hour in that game. So you're going to have wind chill values dangerously low. And if you're one of the sickos that's going to go out and watch this game, make sure you have like 7 layers on and protect yourself, because your flesh could freeze in a matter of minutes in those kind of dire conditions overall. But I think due to the weather impacts,
And the fact, too, that the Saints have given up well south of 7 pass yards per attempt. Deshaun Watson has looked very rusty here in his 3 starts. I think it's going to be a whole lot of Nick Chubb on the ground. Watson on RPO plays. And the other side of the ledger, Alvin Kamara left, right, and up the middle. Period in a story. You're going to eat clock, try to get this game quickly under the belt as humanly possible so you can get inside and warm up and huddle around a heater. I just think that's how it's going to be played. And this game ultimately could be like 6-0, could be 2-0. Maybe a safety wins it and it's a walk-off and that's all she wrote. But the players are going to be miserable. The 5 people in the stands are going to be equally miserable. So as a result, I think the under, though it looks so low and so enticing to take the over at 32, hits and hits with ease. So take the under again and Browns and Saints. And with that on the board, let's get after it with another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, yo ho ho, it's the holiday season. It's a holiday weekend too. Christmas Eve on Saturday, we got all host NFL games. We got the triple header on Sunday on Christmas Day. So let's get after with some of the player props. Let's go back to Cleveland. I got to take it under somewhere. I'm not only on the game, but also in the player props market. And that's what I'm going to do here with Donovan Peoples Jones under 32.5 receiving yards, -115. At BetMGM. You look at DPJ's, been cashing a lot of overs in this category. In fact, he's hit the over in 9 of his last 11 contests. He is wide receiver 20 in yards per target, wide receiver 21 in total deep ball targets. But how many passes are really going to go beyond, say, 10 yards, 15 yards in this game? Very few. I mean, you see Andy Dalton right now, and the player props market, his over-under on passing yards is in the low 140s after opening right around the mid-150s. So that number is plummeting, and for good reason, because of the weather, and I mentioned that forecast and just how dire it is. New Orleans gave it up, as I mentioned, 6.45 pass yards per attempt, 210.6 passing yards per game, and much more idealistic conditions. They have allowed the 19th most, so they're bottom third of the league, and yards allowed to the wide receiver position. He's going to get a lot of Alante Taylor, who has been thrust into the starting lineup. The DB for the Saints has given up just a 60.3 passer rating and 46.6% catch rate to his assignment. So Mother Nature, bad paper matchup. Tough cornerback matchup on top of it. I think DPJ hits comfortably with the under. He's a field stretcher, and the wins are going to mitigate his overall production. So unless he breaks one off, no way he hits this. Lundy, fade or follow Donovan Peoples-Jones on that under 32.5 receiving yards, -115 at BetMGM.
I'm actually having more fun with this game right now, looking at all the alt totals that I can do. Brad, we could go under 23.5 if we wanted to, +300 odds. I'm with you. This could be 12-9. Yep. And I'm not talking about field goals, by the way. I think it will just wind up being like a couple of touchdowns on the ground. And like, you might not even bother with an extra point. You might just be like,
no,
we'll just take
go
a
for
six.
Two.
No. I'm thinking, like, forget it. Like, who cares? Like, here's the ball. We're done. can we go kick off? We're really damn cold. We just want this damn game over with. I'm comfortably on the under here. I think you got to be looking, unless there wind up being some totals that are just stupid low by the time we get to kickoff, you need to be chasing everything associated with an under in this game. I know people are laughing at that total that you already brought up at 32 with the game. Don't be laughing, folks. This is just going to be a crap weather game between a couple of teams that, you know, have some question marks from an offensive standpoint to begin with. So I'm all about the under. I'm in the under on DPJ. I'm under on the game. I think I'm hooked on the idea of playing an alt total on an under, yeah, as well, Brad, as you just said. I may take that like under 24.5. Give me 2 seconds. Under 24.5 +270. I mean, just
under,
folks. I think Brad's exactly right with how this game's going to play out.
Bundle up, Cleveland.
Number 4.
Numero quattro. Let's stay in the Buckeye State and talk about the other squad here in the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm going to take the under on Joe Mixon. The number just 59.5 rush yards, but I don't think he gets there. Minus 110 at BetMGM. Cincinnati taking on New England Patriots. And shockingly, the weather in Foxborough actually going to be quite pleasant. Temperatures in the mid to upper 20s. Wind won't play a major factor in billion sunshine splashing. So by comparison to Cleveland and Chicago, it's going to be downright balmy up there in the Northeast. But I think Mixon is going to have a heated production on the ground. He's averaging 3.59 yards after contact per attempt on the season, but he's only forced a missed tackle 12.5% of the time. He doesn't really exhibit a whole lot of that shimmy and shake, at least this year, though he has been a power running back. And more importantly, he has played fewer than 63% of the team snaps in three straight games. Samaje Perine, who frankly has just looked better on film than Joe Mixon, is eating into the volume of the workload. Mixon has been under this total in five of his last seven games. And the Patriots, yeah, eight guys have gone over this, but they're allowing just 3.85 yards per carry to the running back position. So factor in P. Ryan's elevated role, factor in the fact that Mixon is trending in the wrong direction in this category, or, you know, trending in the right direction for me on the under, and the fact New England is rather unrelenting in the trenches, and under again, I think will prevail. Lundy, fade or follow?
You're trying to get back in everybody's good graces right now with all these unders, because you get made fun of, so do I, by the way, for the amount of times that we take overs in things. So we have now done back-to-back unders on the Fade Five. And I think, you know, Brad, you and I have done about 520 of these episodes. You might have to go back to like episode four to find you taking two unders back-to-back. It never actually happens. The problem is, you just said the dreaded word for anybody that's in their fantasy playoffs right now, and that is Perine. He has looked better, and it's probably driving people in their fantasy playoffs absolutely nuts, because you want to see something out of Joe Mixon. You need those points as you're going into your championship weekend. Maybe you're in your semifinals this week, whatever. And you may not wind up getting it, not only because of the usage of him, but this idea, like, Perine could wind up doing 5-6 possessions in a row, or snaps in a row, excuse me, just because of if he's got the hot hand, they're going to roll with him. So this is amazing that you're doing two unders back to back, but this is the right play when it comes to Mixon.
Under again? I must be drunk.
Number three.
All right, well, let's get back on the other side of the ledger here, and hopefully it's going to be the right side with Leonard Fournette. Give me the over 19.5 receiving yards is what this line opened at on DraftKings at minus 115. I think this is a gift from the gambling gods. It's a way too low of a number. I know it's Arizona, and I know the quarterback issues that the Cardinals are, you know, going to have likely in this game. So as a result, Tampa could come out and blitz them. They seem overdue for one of those kind of efforts. So how much are they going to pass to the running back? Well, knowing Tom Brady early and often, quite frankly, you look at Fournette, the pendulum has swung back in his direction. In this timeshare with Rashad White, he has played 60%. 46.6% and 57.1% of the team snaps in the last three games. He has recorded at least four receptions in a contest eight times this year, averaging 24.5 routes run per game, 6.9 yards per reception. So you do the math there. I just need three catches, hit the average on the yards per catch, and we're going to cash a ticket. He has gone past 30 receiving yards in three straight games, and making things even more enticing, Arizona has allowed 5.4 receptions, 41.9 receiving yards per game, and 13 RBs have reached the 20 receiving yards mark against him. So tally it all up, carry the one, and I think Leonard Fournette on a soft line throttles it and accelerates past 19.5 receiving yards. That's why I'm taking the over. Minus 115 at DraftKings. Lundy. Fade or follow.
This one I really like. And folks, you need to run, not walk, to your app to get this one because it's starting to get juiced up. As an example, at BetMGM, Brad, this one's already at minus 120. When we see that and we see that 24 hours in advance, a couple of things are going to happen. Either it's going to continue to get juiced, it's going to wind up at 130, 135, somewhere in that range, or they're going to move the line. They're going to bump it up to 20 and a half or even 21 and a half. So, folks, jump on this one while you can, just because I do think you're either going to wind up losing some of the juice or this number is going to move up. The 6.9, the three games in a row, Brad's already made the case for you, but my case is much more about hurry up and make this bet before it changes.
Lombardi Lenny, get us at least three catches and we're cashing it over.
Number two.
All right, numero dos. Let's go ahead and cook up Christmas Goose with Dalvin Cook here. And this line has moved. I grab it at 73.5 on the over on rush yards when it opened at BetMGM at minus 115. Now it's up to 76.5, and I still think the line is too low. And it's all about maximizing the matchup against the New York Giants. The Giants have allowed 11 RBs to go over this number. But more importantly, since week 10, the G-men have been miniaturized defending the run, allowing 5.33 yards per carry on 145. Let me repeat that. 145 rush yards per game just to the running back position. Cook has hit the over 10 times this season. He's getting an appreciable 3.24 yards after contact per attempt, force a missed tackle 20.4% of the time. And he is one of the true blue Clydesdales. Maybe he's going to deliver some holiday beverages as well. And if you're familiar with the old Budweiser commercial, top five in opportunity share at the running back position. So all the evidence only points in one direction. And as on the over, I think Cook may exceed 100 yards, honestly, in this game. So if you want to look for a threshold wager and go a little bit higher at plus odds, I would highly recommend it. So Dalvin Cook over 76.5 rush yards, minus 115 at BetMGM. Lundy, fan to follow. Oh, it's great. Love it.
Everybody remembers that ad. Come on. If you're of a certain age, if you're a millennial, like a millennial, you don't know that one. If you're a Gen Xer like Brad and I are, you absolutely remember those damn Clydesdales carrying the beer. And for a while, when you were really little, you actually thought that was like how your parents got the beer. Like that there was a horse pulled up, like a horse and carriage pulled up in front of the house and just offloaded fully leaded Budweiser in the middle of the winter for everybody. I remember those. I remember those ads well. Play the over here on Dalvin. I've got a bet on this Vikings game coming up in bonus time for you as well that I really like at plus odds. I could be completely wrong about it, but I'm going to let it roll anyway. I'll share that with you in bonus time. And by the way, Brad, you stole a little bit of my thunder. My recommendation was going to be to go to the alt lines and find a higher threshold on this one and get yourself into plus odds. Take this up to 85, something like that. I think he's going to hit the yardage. So you might as well give yourself an opportunity for plus. So what you could do is actually double down on Dalvin here. You could take what Brad and I are talking about at 76.5, make your standard bet, and then go in, do a raise that threshold up another 10 or 15 yards, like I just talked about, at the plus odds, and maybe do that at like a half a unit. So double down here on Dalvin. Put yourself in a good position that if he does blow up and have a big game, you've got an opportunity to cash not just one, but two tickets.
Oh, Dalvin, dash away, dash away, dash away, oh!
Number one.
All right, numero uno is another soft line I can't believe is available right now at BetMGM. It's so soft that it's starting to get juiced up like crazy, so you might want to, you know, sprint. Again, at least do a Clydesdale trot, if you will, to the nearest sports book, and that's still pretty speedy and intimidating. J.K. Dobbins, and I'm taking the over 56.5 rush yards. When I grab this, minus 125 at BetMGM, I think that number is going to soon expire. It's probably going to be a little bit higher. It should be, honestly, in the mid-60s. I don't understand why this number is below 60 in this Baltimore Ravens matchup against the ATL. Hey, look at Dobbins, back-to-back 100 yard games. He's looked tremendous, though he's still not at 100%. quite yet. In those back-to-back efforts, 3.82 yards after contact per attempt, which is outstanding. He's gotten 15 carries against the Steelers, 13 carries against Cleveland. It's going to be another 13 to 15 balls of belly as Gus Edwards will supplant him probably 8 to 10, maybe upwards of 12 times in this game. But you look at Atlanta, in their last four contests, 4.38 yards per carry allowed, 114.0 rush per game yards to the running back position. Also allowed, nine guys on the season have topped the 60-yard mark against them. And knowing, too, that the Ravens are a top 10 offensive line in terms of run blocking at Pro Football Focus and top six in run percentage. So they're really leaning on that run. No Lamar Jackson in uniform again this week. It's going to be Tyler Huntley back under center. So run left, run right, run up the middle, and run us to some cash. So make that dash. Would you get J.K. Dobbins on that over 56.5 rush yards, -125 at BetMGM? Landy, pay to follow.
Is your cutoff good, sir?
I would probably go up to like, I might go to 69.5. Very nice, quite frankly, on Dobbins. Could even go a little bit higher depending on what the juice is.
All right, because FanDuel, it's already up to 61.
So oh, is it really?
Yeah, it's already up to 61. BetMGM actually doesn't have it on the board right now, but FanDuel, they've taken it down, which probably means they're revising it and then they're going to put it back up. But FanDuel has already bumped him up to 61.5, so that's why I asked what your threshold is. My threshold on it would be 64.5. Just in terms of game script, all those kinds of things. So I'm going to follow with you here at 56. I would do it at 61, which is what it is at FanDuel right now. My cutoff is 64. Brad's is a very nice 69. Just wanted to share that with everybody, as we're preparing, because again, as we get closer, and the other thing that you guys have got to watch this weekend. And I know Brad and I have been harping about the weather, and all of those kinds of things, folks, the forecast models are built. Look at them again tonight. Look at them again tomorrow morning. This shit keeps changing, okay? Brad knows right now, I have been at tape time here. I have been paying attention to my phone and all of this because I've got family trying to get out of Chicago on a plane to get here to Denver, and thankfully they are now airborne. So they are going to make it. Everything is going to be great, but this is something that, you know, I've been up for hours this morning trying to pay attention to their flight to make sure that they were going to get here. So just pay attention to the weather because it keeps changing. In this particular case, the line is going to keep changing. Just pay attention to it, figure out what your cutoff is, and then go forward, or same game parlay this thing.
Yeah,
and bring him down and use it that way. So this is a weekend that I actually would highly recommend the very simple two or three leg OGP SGPs for you to play, where you might want to give yourself a buffer with some of these numbers just because of the unpredictability of the weather, the wind, things like that.
And I did SGP this last night, as a matter of fact, at DraftKings. I took Gus Edwards 30-plus rush yards and Dobbins 45-plus rush yards, not plus odds, though only -110. I thought that was a layup wager to make.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know you're giving up a little bit of juice there, but I think that's smart. 30, 45, those are both pretty achievable thresholds for us to be rocking. Should we? Should we? Is it time to open presents?
Bonus time it is. Let's unwrap a few of those gifts underneath the tree, Lundy. Maybe some other sports. The bowl season. Way to go, Air Force, by the way. Way to aim high. Take care of business yesterday. Get the win straight up against the Baylor Bears. We got the Gasparilla Bowl, which sounds like something that happens to me when I eat too much Mexican food.
Hey,
we've got the Hawaii Bowl.
I learned something. It doesn't happen often. It doesn't happen often. I learned something. The Gasparilla is apparently like Tampa area. It's their version of Mardi Gras.
Oh,
it is.
My kind of jam.
It's apparently like a party. I've never attended. I've never been invited. If anybody is down in Tampa and wants to invite Brad and I to a party, please do. We will find our way. We will find our way to you. To a certain extent, I'm staying away from some of the hockey action tonight, in part because we have there's a number of games on the schedule, but a lot of the early ones are involving teams that are on back to backs, and that starts to get a little that starts to get a little wonky for me. I kind of have a problem when we get into back-to-back situations and the unpredictability of the goaltenders. That said, let me throw a couple of things at you. I'm going to go. I think people are discounting the Bruins, the Boston Bruins, just because they're on the road taking on the Devils and they're on a back-to-back. This Bruins team is really good. This Devils team has slipped since their start at the beginning of the season. I'll take the Bruins on the money line at a -115. Then we're going to go a little bit later on the schedule. The Dallas Stars are at home. They're taking on the Montreal Canadiens. Neither of these teams is on a back-to-back. So give me Dallas and do the puck line. Forget it. They're going to blow them out. I'll take Dallas minus the 1.5 for them tonight. And then finally, if you really want to have some fun, give me the Edmonton Oilers on the money line. Give me Dallas on the money line. And then give me the Carolina Hurricanes at home against Philadelphia. All three of those teams on the money line tonight. That is a +147. Going into bowl game action tomorrow, by the way. Yes, they're finding ways to get us bowl games, even on Christmas Eve. We are going to head out to the islands, Brad, which just sounds yes. really pleasant right now.
Mahalo.
Really, really pleasant. Middle Tennessee will be taking on San Diego State. Give me the Aztecs and lay the 7. I'm fine with it. Take it at -110. I am perfectly comfortable there. Going back to the NFL this weekend, I told you I had a bet that I just wanted to have some fun with on that Minnesota game. Brad, if you look at the Vikings and their wins this season, their last 10 wins on the season have all been by one score games. Now, in truth, one score also counts as 8, all right? But if you take their last 10 games, they have all been decided by one score or less. So I am taking the Vikings to win by between 1 and 6. I'm taking that band at +300.
Ooh.
So all I need is the Giants to be able to keep this one close, and I will be very, very happy. Another player prop for you. I like Isaiah Pacheco. Give me the over on the 68.5 on his rush yards. And speaking of overs, give me the same with Josh Jacobs. He's sitting at 82.5 rush yards. He has been over in 5 straight, and Pittsburgh has allowed this in 3 out of their last 4 games. Brad, I could keep going because I've got a ton of action this weekend, including 2 television shows coming up in the next 24 hours. But as always, I will yield the floor to you. Take over, my good man.
And I'll one up you. I got 3 television shows in the next 24 hours. So I feel you there. All right, let's go to the world of college basketball. It's a light slate here on this Christmas Eve, but I have a couple of games that I like. I'm going to lay the chalk, the 19.5 with the Indiana Hoosiers at home against Kennesaw State. Kennesaw has lost by 10 on the road at Florida, so that was a cover there. But they lost by 34 at San Diego State, a team that is one of the worst defensive squads in college basketball, number 297 effective field goal percentage D. IU, by the way, against KenPom, 200-plus ranked teams, has won by an average margin of 31.5. Too much Jackson Davis inside. I think they win by 20-plus tonight. And then let's go out to Hawaii, the Diamond Head Classic. We got Iona taking on Seattle. And I like the Red Hawks in this game. I will take them +8.5 against Rick Pitino's Gales. Both of these teams faster paced, north 125 in adjusted tempo. Iona really depended on creating turnovers, but Seattle has excellent guard play, number 18 in turnover percentage offense. You also look, too, that Iona number 280 in defensive rebounding percentage. And Seattle really gets after it with Chatfield and Riley on the offensive glass, and they cash in on those second chance opportunities. I'm not saying they're going to win, but I believe Seattle scores the cover here +8.5 against the Gales of Iona. Sticking with the round ball, going to the NBA. One player pop that I like tonight, Kawhi Leonard. I'm taking the over 6.5 rebounds against the 76ers at +115 at DraftKings. He's done this in 6 straight games. In the month of December, averaging 7.7 rebounds per game in Philadelphia, in their last 10, has allowed the third most opponent rebounds per game at 46.4. So I'm playing the trend with Leonard and also with the 76ers. And I love getting seduced by the juice there at +115.
Bowl game action. Give me the Raging Cajuns in the Independence Bowl plus the 7 and gets Houston. Houston, atrocious defensively. Number 22 in college football in total defense, giving up nearly 430 total yards per game and over 33 points per game. Lafayette with Chandler Fields, your backup quarterback, has played really well. He's got a 10-4 touchdown interception split. And 7 games, I think we'll keep this within 7 points and score the cover against those Houston Cougars. Meanwhile, like Missouri, the money line and the Gasparilla, which I just found out was a party and not gastrointestinal issues. Bowl, Missouri, an excellent defensive team. They're woeful offensively, but number 16 in total defense in college football, top 25 against the run and the pass. Wake Forest, very dependent on Hartman at quarterback, but if he gets frustrated to do that Missouri D, I think he'll find a way, maybe by a field goal, to score the victory there. I'll take the under in the Hawaii Bowl at 48.5. I actually grabbed it at 49.5. Why? San Diego State is exceptional defensively, top 30 in the country in total defense, and they're bottom 20 in total offense. So I don't know where they're going to muster the points in this game. Plus, they're going to limit some of the production there, MTSU. So 48.5. Give me all the Mai Tais in the Royal Hawaiian there in Waikiki, by the way, on that under 48.5. And then finally, in the NFL, a couple more player props quickly. Brock, ain't he so pretty? I'll take the over 1.5 passing touchdowns. He's done it in 3 straight games. It's at plus 135 right now. Taking on Washington, yeah. The Commanders have allowed just 2 passing touchdowns in their last 5, but I'm going to stick with the trend there with Purdy. Aaron Rodgers, I think, does the same thing. Over 1.5 passing touchdowns on Christmas Day against Miami and a game with a lot of pew-pew-pew shootout appeal. And he is number 5 in the NFL in red zone accuracy and has thrown for at least 2 touchdowns in a game 9 times this season. And then last, but certainly not least, I'll take an under. And it's in on Deonta Foreman. What do you have, like 10 carries or 10 yards last week? It's 53.5 rush yards. Taking on Detroit, and you're like, oh, what a great matchup. It's the worst matchup imaginable over the last 5 weeks as the Lions have allowed just 2.82 yards per carry and 46.8 rush yards per game to running backs over that span. And Foreman surrendering PT right now to his backup running back there. So it's a full-blown RBBC. As Chuba Hubbard's getting a lot of that action. That's why Foreman's played less than 50% of the snaps in 4 straight games. He does not get to 54 rush yards on this bonus edition and a loaded edition at that, plus sized. That's a wrap. Have a great and merry Christmas and holiday season. We'll be back with you next week with some new episodes breaking everything down in the world of sports betting. Drop us a rating and review. Give us a gift this holiday season if you don't mind. Give us a star rating. Give us an actual typed up review if you got a minute. Also, fade or follow us on Twitter, Lundy, at Nate Lundy, myself, at Noisy Huevos. All of our picks in our free and easily accessible spreadsheets at all times. And I need some damn winners to boost the bank account here this holiday season. So please, Santa, give it to me and give it to Lundy as well. As always, until next time, stay warm if you're in the Midwest. Fade or follow, that is up to you.